it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Russell Dorsey, national MLB insider for Yahoo Sports.
I have the San Diego Padres winning this first game of the series. And I have them winning the series two games in a row.
Dump them.
Wow.
Dump them.
Yeah.
Sweep?
Yeah.
Insider and analyst for Friday Night Baseball on Apple TV+.
This man, Russell, was basically, with facial expressions, defecating on Mark and I in our picks.
Russell Dorsey.
What's up, Russell?
On 670 The Score.
The Score.
That was still such a strong statement.
Too much.
He said the Padres were going to sweep the Cubs.
But I
appreciate you defending our honor. I did. You did. But the word you used was a bit much. I don't talk like that.
I'm sorry. It's just funny. This is Raheem Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And we now go to our Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Because Russ and I were texting last night. I'm like, Russ, it's us. We have to admit that we were wrong. I'm happy to be wrong. I'm sorry that I picked the Padres in this series, but I'm not sorry the Cubs won.
You know what, guys? One, and hello. Thanks for having me on.
Hi, Russ.
Sorry, Russ. Yeah, hi.
No. It's totally fine. Before I get to admitting I was wrong, which adults, mature adults do, so never be afraid to admit when you're wrong, I listened in before you guys went to break. So a couple things for my man, Rob. People definitely be loving their sides. And I think Robbie 100% loves his side more than his main.
Whoa.
And let me tell you why. When I go, Robbie. When I'm on Instagram and I'm going through my friend's IG stories, I see my man, Robbie. I'm like, let's see what Robbie's up to in the streets today. And 9 times out of 10 this summer, I've seen Robbie at the little corner of Clark and Addison, getting ready to attend or work a Chicago Cubs game. And yesterday when I saw Robbie, right before I went on with Lawrence, he had a Cubs jersey on. So
what?
This whole main thing, like he gives off this vibe of Detroit guy. I love the Tigers. No, I know what his true love is, and it is the Chicago Cubs.
Oh, my
he
God.
Can't fool me.
I didn't even know he had a Cubs
he
jersey.
He didn't tell us about this.
He's already exchanging clothes with his side PC. Might as well get him a hoodie, man.
That's how you know. Yeah.
Is that your scuvernier? You know is that your scuvernier?
He's giving up the hoodies. The hoodies have been given up.
Wow. Yeah, I wore a Cub jersey every game. So that Cody Bellinger jersey I got for $15 on Alibaba.
It doesn't matter. You bought it.
I did, yeah. I love my side piece. What can I say?
If you let the side piece go, then you have to give that back to Bellinger.
Dudes love their sides.
This is crazy. This man's got mashed potatoes, mac and cheese.
Yeah, all of them. All the sides. Dressing, corn.
I'm being exposed.
Green beans.
Mashed potatoes.
Green bean casserole.
You name it.
Nobody send this to my main, okay? We all keep this together.
I mean, you are getting called out by the bros. That says a lot.
Let's get back. Let's get it off, Robbie. Let's get back to me being wrong. So, obviously, with the open, look, I picked the San Diego Padres. I write about baseball a lot. I talk about baseball a lot. You're not going to bat 1,000 every time, right? And I can admit that I was wrong about the Chicago Cubs. They showed me in this 3-game series against the San Diego Padres exactly what kind of team that they were. But I think the thing that surprised me that I didn't necessarily see happening was just how strong their bullpen would be. Like the combination of Daniel Palencia, Caleb Thirlbar, Drew Pomeranz, Brad Keller, and Andrew Kittredge were amazing. Like, I believe they pitched 10 and two-thirds innings in the series, only allowed 2 runs, the second of which came on that Jackson Merrill homer in the 9th yesterday from Keller. But, like, they were phenomenal. And I know people can say, well, the Cubs weren't able to score a ton of runs in the series. Yeah, but they scored more than the other team. And when you talk about getting to the next round, that's all you got to do. Like, can you score one more run than the other team two times? And they did that. Can you do it again in the series against the Brewers three times? That remains to be seen.
Russell, what's interesting about you giving this praise to the Cubs bullpen is that we talked about where all those guys you just named, where they were this time last year, who they were playing for, who they weren't playing for, and what their prospects were for, you know, being a part of a major league postseason roster. It's like Jed Hoyer and company went thrifting while you had this other team go and get to the boutique and get the highest priced thing they could find in Mason Miller. Is that not a stark contrast to you?
I think, Marshall, when you're talking about what the good organizations in Major League Baseball do, yes, they can go out and acquire elite talent. But really good teams, they can go out and find the players that, all right, maybe there's something we can tweak here. Maybe there's something we could tweak there. Maybe if we put you in a different role and say, hey, yeah, that four pitch mix that you have, no, get rid of that. You're only going to have two pitches now, and we think that's going to make you a better player. Like, that's what the Cubs were able to do with, you know, a guy like a Brad Keller and Daniel Palencia, who, you know, throwing 101 up there and really knows how to induce, you know, swing and miss with that big fastball. Brad Keller was a guy who was a starter for a long time, became a reliever and has, you know, thrived in that role. Drew Pomeranz, same type of thing. Started his career, became a reliever, and provided a big boost for them when they brought him in. And then you go out and get a guy like Kittredge to add to that mix of guys. And I think you just saw a group of four or five guys that have been able to gel at the right time. And bullpens in the postseason are very similar to like a bench in the NBA playoffs, right? Where, you know, benches are going to get shorter and bullpens get shorter. And so when a manager finds four to five guys that he really trusts when it's a tie game or you have the lead, like, that's something that you got to be able to lean on for the next 3 weeks if you hope to win the World Series. And it feels like Craig Counsell has found that.
So is that one of the areas that you would say is an advantage, the bullpen, for this upcoming series against the Brewers? And if not, where do the Cubs have the edge against the Crew?
So a couple things about that, Grote. So in the series against the San Diego Padres, when I wrote our NL wild card preview at Yahoo, I said Michael Bush would be the X factor. And that came true.
Yeah.
Like, huge swing by Michael Bush yesterday. And I just finished, before I got on this drive to Milwaukee that I'm on right now, our NLDS preview. And I put the bullpen and those five guys specifically as my X factor for the Chicago Cubs, because I believe it's going to be a tight series, right? Like, the thing that makes this Cubs-Brewers series so interesting and what will make it so entertaining is both sides know each other through and through. Like, there's no secrets. It's not like you're playing the Padres where, oh, we've only played them a handful of times this year. You've played them 17 times, and both fan bases don't like each other. You have a former manager that managed in Milwaukee for 9 years. You have that storyline. You have the bad blood between the two teams. I think it's just going to be really entertaining. But in a series like that where both sides know each other well, it's going to be tight. And you're going to have games where it's 3-2, it's 2-1, it's 4-3, and somebody's bullpen is going to have to hold that lead or keep the game where it is. And I think that confidence that that group of guys, you know, were able to gain in the series against the Padres, I think that looms large for the Cubs going into this series. So, yeah, I do think that's a bit of an advantage for the Cubs right now, that they have five guys that they can turn to and say, hey, this is your pocket of the lineup. Go and get out.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly,
you know,
what
why
people
it's not
outside of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What do you think about, Russ, the way the Cubs were able to neutralize guys like Fernando Tatis, who you said, you know, that was the guy you were concerned with the most, who could be able to change the game on one swing?
It was that you were able to manage those pockets of the lineup. And I think that's where having confidence in your bullpen serves you well if you're Craig Counsell, because I know what happened in game two with Shota Imanaga left a bad taste in people's mouths. I understand that. We talked about that yesterday. And yeah, you should probably have walked a guy in Manny Machado and had that left on left matchup. But I think the thing with Craig Counsell, with this group of guys specifically, is you got to be thinking two or three steps ahead in the postseason. And having a manager that has managed a lot of postseason games for a team in the Milwaukee Brewers that were very big into, matchups and pockets of the lineup, and you're seeing a lot of that, in his tenure with the Cubs, I think that's exactly what they were able to do in the series against the Padres, where it's like, okay, I don't want – let's take Shota Imanaga in game two for an example. I don't want my guy to have to face not only two right-handed hitters, right? But because sometimes you're going to say, hey, I like the pitch mix here against this specific guy's weaknesses. But I don't want him pitching against two of the best right-handed hitters in Major League Baseball. So what do you got to do when you have that situation? You got to have guys prepared, whether that's Daniel Palencia, whether that's Marshall's guy, Colin Ray, to come in and get a pocket of the lineup, right? So I think a lot of it depends on how a team constructs its lineup. Where that's why you see a lot of left, right, left, right. That's why you see a lineups that have switch hitters mixed in there, because you don't want to give a team a pocket of a lineup where you could say, all right, we have three or four left-handers back to back to back, and now I can get my left-handed specialist ready and get them through this pocket of the lineup that might have a dangerous hitter in there.
Russ, give us a pick, man. I mean, is it another sweep? Tell us what's going to happen this time.
That's cute, Marshall Harris. That's very cute. This is something I struggled with. Like, I sat there in my predictions. I had to make one and say why in my preview. And because the teams know each other so well, I do think it's going to go the distance. I think both sides, I could see both teams winning their two home games, right? Like, I could see the Brewers winning their two, and I see the Cubs winning their two at Wrigley. And then it's going to come back to Milwaukee, next week, that decisive game five. And I feel like this is going to be a really tight series where one thing can push you over the top. I know this isn't going to make people happy. I'm going to pick the Brewers in five games, because I think having that slight advantage of this, the brand of baseball you play in the postseason is small ball, moving runners over, being aggressive, right? Having strong starting pitching, have a bullpen, right? Where, you're playing a lot of 3-2, 4-3, 2-1 type of games. While that's not necessarily what a lot of the teams that are left in the playoffs do, that is the Brewers' brand of baseball, like whether it's the postseason or not. And I think that actually serves them very well moving forward, because it's not like they have to change anything. Like, sometimes you're seeing teams like lay down bunts for the first time of the year in the postseason, and that's something that they do pretty regularly. And guys throughout their lineup, whether that's Christian Yelich, who hit 29 home runs, or Sal Freeland, or Bryce Terang. So I think because of the style of baseball that the Brewers play, that is what helped them get the best record in Major League Baseball this season. I do think that will be the advantage they have to win that extra game. And once again, guys, I could be 100% wrong. Like, I think the one thing, if you're looking for a Russ, what could be the reason the Cubs win the series? I think the Cubs winning that series gave them a lot of their confidence back. Yep. And after Michael Busch hit that home run in the seventh off Robert Suarez, you felt this exhale, in Wrigley Field. Like, the building was shaking, and I think those guys realized just how good they can be. And I do think all 26 guys on that roster love playing postseason baseball at Wrigley Field and what that means. Like, it's something I asked both, Dansby Swanson and Michael Busch about last night, of like having 40,000 and feeling, people walking down the street chanting Go Cubs Go even after the game is 2 hours since it ended and what that means. And like, those dudes get emotional about stuff like that. So I think having that confidence could be the edge for the Cubs that pushes the series in the other direction. But for now, I'm going to say Brewers in five in a very, very tight series.
We appreciate it, Russ. Thanks for coming out and hanging out with us and taking Robbie through that discussion.
Thank you, Russ.
It's okay if you love your side, Robbie. It is okay. Just like, don't admit it. We need you to admit. We're admitting things side. Today on
say it again.
Raheem Harrison Grody.
I love my side.
Say it again.
Love my side.
There we go.
Three times makes it true. Russ, thanks again. Enjoy Milwaukee. We look forward to seeing you when the series moves back here.
Thanks, Russ.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
That is Russ Dorsey, Major League Insider for Yahoo Sports. You can check out his predictions there. The segment with Russ is brought to you by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. It's meant to be. Coming up next, Russ is on to something about this being perhaps a Cubs team that is evolving in a good way. Look no further than Pete Crow Armstrong. Has he made an adjustment? We're going to talk about it next. Raheem Harrison Grody on The Score.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.